And it's even possible to get the time dependence of a chemical reaction using the Schrodinger equation. So in this case, what you need to do is write down the time-dependent Schrodinger equation instead of the time-independent Schrodinger equation. But the time-dependent Schrodinger equation uses the same Hamiltonian as I've been talking about. And let's say you have a situation like this, where you've got a molecule and some atom is approaching it. You can write down the Hamiltonian for this situation and start the time-dependent Schrodinger equation with this initial conditions and just integrate it. It's a very computationally intensive problem to integrate the Schrodinger equation. You might be able to integrate a couple of picoseconds. So you have to start out right before the reaction, integrate a few picoseconds, but it will show the entire evolution of the wave function, and you can interpret that as what's happening during this chemical reaction. And for certain initial conditions, so right now, this green one is coming in exactly in the right way so that it reacts here and this reactant breaks off there. But there will be other initial conditions where it just kind of bounces off and a reaction doesn't take place. So the speed of the reactions can be calculated using this approach. And...